Friends, this morning I'm turning to the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 4, and to verse 12. Amos, chapter 4, and verse 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And my title this morning is Preparing to Meet God. Preparing to meet God. And this is what Amos is saying here. Here, Amos explains how God challenges the Israelites to prepare to meet him. And in a very terrifying confrontation of judgment, because they refuse to repent. And God, he will enforce the terms of the covenant that he has with them, because they have gone contrary to the covenant. And Opey, me Fama Seminary, Odifo, Amos, Emumana, Etoso, Enine, Nanjimu, Dumi, and Nuno. Mr. Asmonini has been made by his meeting, I can do a few more at Chemua. Or say, Namedibayemu, Israel, if he said, if he said, me say, Ebeyemuntino. In a terrifying confrontation of judgment, almost ba amaya guam for, and yes, also a Michian beke, or ba omo ebishiaum, na guam for. I didn't hear if he said, omo wabuam poko, a barbon, omo and san omagine, omunya adin sacra, in tia the money of bon ekan. Now, Afedia, it's not a dinum, Afedia, a pama or no moko, and they got a covenant here, a pam. We have covenant and we have contract. Apam, you can never break it. Contract, you can break it. Covenant, apam, untimi ebuso. Said wakan san says eh. Inti wanu mak apam is on no bow yazi. On no bow nipa. Bibiash and sa. It one is for chair a coin as a nipa fasu and nanti. So who cut your own fasu now in nantia? Obiwati. Asema emos can. And now because they have gone contrary to the covenant, now he is going to judge them. Now, sometimes we can say, "Eden or Omoy, Eden boni pai na Omoy." Now we can say, "Israel for no Omoy niya adin sacra." They fail to repent after hearing God's voices day by day for so many years, and that is how we are. The whole Bible is about warning. So who can Bible be a Bible say Bia and Yakupon as a mun econ and the warnings and a man warning. Why? Because there's going to be judgment one day. Because we live in a fallen world. We live in sin, and God can never dwell with sin forever and ever. There will be a time God will have to take away with sin, and then he will live his holy life. So there will be judgment. I didn't think Yagopon Ekansa, Yagopon, where Kronkron, Bonin Timinu Ensna. It is a Boni Abetrae Mua. I just give free Saboninu and Sana, the Timinu Yagopon Eba. And yes, idea, obey ye free ho. Now obey ye free ho in a very terrifying way. A brand Yagopon, a fray Israel, or no more call a pamphlet, what kind of Leviticus chapter 26 going in now. But we say, when you come home, and no more as you share a pump. Say this, and I'm a person when you met now. Men are my money, men are my friend. Say them if they say, Monemy. Now, Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, both say, you come as you share the number of friends that will say, you know, or thrown by Mansana and so. The Hodi, the Hon or Dim Ran, Emma, say them if they person of Faso, it's not if you are doing. So at that time, Moses brought the people of Israel to the camp to meet God, to receive the Ten Commandments. And that meeting was a special divine intervention in which God visited the people of Israel to give them his laws, and that is how they must live all the days of their lives. Or this time, this is almost transit all the days of their lives. But in this one, in Amos 1, Moses' time, God was giving them the laws. In Amos' time, because they didn't go by the law, God is going to judge them. That's the difference between the two meetings. The first meeting was to give them the law, to tell them how they must live. The second meeting was to judge them because they have refused to obey the law. In Amos chapter 4, where we just read, if you go back to chapter 11, 6 to 11, you see all the calamities that God brought to the people of Israel. Please, let's just send everything. Amos chapter 4, where we just read. From verse 6. Also, and I also have given you cleanliness of teeth in your city. This cleanliness of teeth, and he's talking about famine, hunger, and want of bread in your places. You see, he only want of bread in your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, says the Lord. Come to verse 7. And also I have withholding the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rain upon, and the piece whereupon it was rain not withered. Then verse 8. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, says the Lord. Verse 9. I was smiting you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me. Verse 10. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and have made the sink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, says the Lord. Then verse 11. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me. You see, he's talking about all this that he has done to them, and yet they have not returned. So when some people will ask, why does God allow calamity? Some people think that if he's a God of love, why does he allow calamity? This is the reason why he allows them. It's a warning to us that something terrible is going to happen. This world is going to be like that forever and ever. Come out of this world. So all the calamity that we see in the Bible is about warnings that God is going to do a more terrible one today. On time to come. And it's the same thing to today in our time. God is warning us. The gospel is full of warnings. Don't worry about people who are preaching the gospel as if everything is so easy. It is never easy. We live in a fallen world. Someone said, sinners in the hands of an angry God. God is angry because he's holy. He can never bear with sin. He's angry with sinners, and he wants sinners to repent. He keeps warning and warning and warning, and one day he will take action. That's exactly what Amos is saying here. So, like I said, the meeting on Mount Sinai was a divine intervention where God gave them his word, his laws, that is how they should live all the days of their life. But here in Amos is a time God is warning them to prepare to meet them, because they have violated his laws. You see, Emrana or the Mahono, Omo Timidi, they are failure, or no Omo Ebeshia, into Omo Mobo, say Omo Nakopo Ebeshia, because Omo Inti Nase. And it's the same thing with us. If you keep hearing the gospel every day, it's not just to hear and go. Repent, give your life to him, let him change you so that he can now deal with you, because he's a holy God. Be holy, because I am holy. That is what the Bible says. He can never, never deal with unholy people. And holy people are people who have had their sins forgiven them. People who have come to beg for God to forgive them, and they have been forgiven. They are the holy people. And they are the only one who will survive on the day of judgment. Now it is time to meet them for judgment. So now God summoned them to be ready for to meet him in judgment, because they have not listened unto him. And like, as I said, from verses 4 to 6, you see all the warnings. Still, Israel did not return unto God. And the same thing is happening in our days. People don't even want to hear the gospel. People don't want to hear warnings. Even in normal life, in our own life, people don't want warnings. When there's a warning, oh, people will be shouting, oh, what is this noise about? What is this noise about? But warnings are something to tell us something terrible, something dangerous, something disastrous is ahead. And therefore, we have to be careful. So all warnings from God are warnings to save us from the coming wrath. And like I said, if you read the verse 13, the final verse of Amos chapter 4, you see, he concluded that the reason is that God is all-powerful and majestic. He is the one who formed the mountains. He created the whole world and earth. And he is a sovereign God. He decides to do what he wants to do. So if he says, if you don't obey me, I will destroy you, he has the right to do that. It is your own child. Even if your own child does not obey you, you see how angry you become. And this is the God, the holy, holy God. And he has made everything possible for us to know him by sending his own son to come and die. How many of us can leave our children to go and die? Last week I was reading about the man who lost his son in Legon or somewhere, very dear to him. And when I was listening to the man, you see how painful it is to the man. And let's see how it is to God. Even we as we sinners can feel the pain. How about God, the holy, holy one who has never sinned, and yet his son has to come and die and to suffer for us, all because he wants us to be saved from our sin? Because it has said that without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sins. Yen hwie mo ye hu a bɔne fa kye ne hɔ nti wama ne ba ankasa abemu sɛ deɛ ɛbɛyɛ a yɛdeɛ bɔne bɛkyɛ na sɛ woanyina akyi no na sɛ wote hɔ sɛ wodeɛdeɛ ɔka no deɛ woyɛ a na woyɛ a one day he will come and judge you. And God can never lie. So he showed them the reason why he is coming to judge them. So now what I want to look at now is that word, prepare to meet thy God. The person with Nasu Kasano Peno or say Bobuahu Ebeshia Unyankupon. Prepare to meet thy God. And as I've said, many, many people don't like warnings. I remember there was a time an old man was telling me in England when during the Second World War, you know, when the enemies were coming to throw bombs. And what they all always do, that when they say that the bomb is coming to be thrown, there will be a siren, very, very piercing one, to go through the whole of London. And once you hear that, you have to go and hide under a bunker. So people were complaining about that noise. See, the noise that was warning them about danger, they were complaining that it was too noisy. The American said, "Enipa mpe kokobo tembia no say ade e bo nipa kokono na ye sign complain na meka say bra na we are seeing na ekun na e ba him say 1936 to 45 no that be no ye say in England no say omo hu say atamfo no e be to bomb na sarin bi abo ama ebe ko omani mu nyina obi abeti nti uti a nti se odwane ko hye asase ase se ebe ya bomb de ba enkan edu mebe ne nipa ne company se bomb no sare no ano odi ndodo uti a omo aso. And the same thing we are doing now, we don't want to yearn to the warnings of God. But friends, it is a blessing to get a warning in life. See, if you are going down the road, those of us who drive, if you are driving and you hear a strange noise, it tells you there's something wrong with the vehicle. I don't know anybody who will just drive along when he hears that noise. You park and see what is happening, because it is warning you of danger. The same thing God is doing to us. God is warning us of danger to come. Sometimes in our home we have smoke detectors. Whenever it goes off, you know there's a sign, something, a warning that fire may break or something. The same thing God is doing. So a warning is necessary because we are all very much at risk. Every human being is at risk of something. So warnings are very, very, very important. Now, it is the wise people who take notice of warnings. And you'll be a winning answer. And I say, or this will be a bonus of our. But maybe a chair for her, I guess it will be a service of the only minions. And now I fear we are for our minions. We name said the warning, say, alarm bar, or known as alarm no bar, original. Who be our minions to be and what is alarm be born as it be a sea when it came, original, nor her adequate. And that is what it is. We too must heed to the warnings of God. So how you react to warnings shows how wise you are. If you heed to the warnings of God, you are a wise person. If you don't heed to the warnings of God, you are an unwise person. It's as simple as that. A kwan ben na nipa efa so etie onyankopon ekokoba odi de man. Onyansani na otie kokobon na odi so. Obi a otie na onni so no, onim nyansa. A wise man realizes that if there are warnings, then you have time to prepare. Say, your mark of I just say, oh, bra, I say, oh, wow. Say, see, yeah, you're going to go on air, catch air, say, obey, or the judgment, beba, or the beba, or the beba, or the beba. And a coin I will now sooner, or see, on pen, free, sanctified. Israel, time, no, or the embrano at one home, all the Ten Commandments. They must obey it. Yeah, your time, you know, what show a near man, oh, yeah, which me and call Nahini. Please let's turn with me to Galatians chapter 5 and to verse 19. Galatians chapter 5 and to verse 19. Let's start from verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Here he is telling us sins that God doesn't want us to commit. The same way as he gave the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel. Here he says adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. What such a church say, Bonia, oh, yeah, Emma Unco, and Yakupon, Ahima, and no fraud, you know, what's it, adultery, a Yamamo. Because the mama, Obi a oil, and that's a wukun, now a funny area, and I say, Nikun, Echi. And fornication, you will be a own warrior, and I said, only Obama, and I said, Oba, Ebeda. And Sanum, uncleanliness, and Emma, I was from 17 hours, and the dear Jenny said, or say, they catch him, said, they catch him first, and they said, Obi a oil, and I'm a woman, oh, come on, and come on. And if you are a woman, so it's not Adam falling in the way, it will be able. And even if you are a woman, it will be able to be in the one more thing, because it is a woman, it will be. But unless you refrain from that, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. So the warning is about these things, about the way we are living our lives. I've never seen anywhere where God is judging people by the Adamic sin. He's judging us by our own sins. The only difference is that it's because of our Adamic sin, our Adamic nature, that we commit these sins. And yet God judges us by our own sins. Me who be a baby, when you say, I tell you, I'm going to say, obebuye atem medika asmaka Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 was it is appointed unto man to die once, after this there will be judgment. If you say enipa wu owu akino atemu ewo. So atemu na can a private judgment for your soul. The body will die, the body will be left here, your soul will go and meet God, and that is where there's going to be judgment. So God is telling us here in the words of Amos that we are to prepare for that day. My friends, this morning, I'm very happy to see you here to hear this one morning. Are you preparing to meet the day of your death? Are you preparing to meet God the day of your death and judgment? Are you preparing? Are you ready for it? This is a question you must ask yourself every morning when you wake up. That if the judgment were to come today, will I go to God? From your heart, be sincere with your heart. It is a question that you must always ask. So here, I want to just say three things to you, and then we come to an end. I want to tell you that God is gracious to warn us in this way. And second, I want to tell you why some people do not listen to warnings. And the third, I want to tell you how you can know if you are prepared. Remember, I've said that we must be prepared to meet God. We must be prepared to meet God. This is the warning that Amos is giving here, and not only here in Amos. I can quote you so many passages where God has warned people about the coming judgment. There's a place that he has said that go to Psalm 119, verse 120. It's a strong warning there. Go to Isaiah 29. It's a strong warning there. Even in the New Testament. Go to Hebrews 10:31. Or say it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. All these are warnings unto us. So this morning I want to tell you why some people don't heed to the warnings of God. Now, very, very kind and gracious to give us warnings over warnings. It shows the love of God, and then one of the signs of the grace and favor of the Almighty God. Warnings, a sign of His love, His grace, and His favor to us. Otherwise, He doesn't need to warn anybody. He can just come and destroy us. But he's warning for how many years now? Noah's time, Noah warned for 120 years before the flood came. Sodom and Gomorrah. Same warnings were going on and going on and going on until one day it happened. And here it is also going to happen in our time. The other time when our brother was preaching, he gave an example of the Titanic ship, which everybody thought it was so mighty that it could never sink. And yet, when there was a signal that there was iceberg ahead, there was a signal, there was a warning that there was iceberg ahead. They thought the Titanic was so strong and mighty, so they didn't heed to the warning. And we all know what happened to the Titanic. The American said, "Emrebia echemunu na your ship kaka kebia na efeno Titanic." Na omo building ya omo building said the TSA be beat me emma Titanic no end sinki. And I said be beat me emma muto kubi beat me end sinki. And the number one that was said, the obaso omo ni kubi ya ebeti me ako. Na omo kono omo do baby no na signal sign be ebay say iceberg ye to say in sua. I say, Esukotri and Akrizi, Ewoho, and they say, Omo, Eyehu, baby, Omo, Inti, and Omo, Nikoye. And as I said, Titanic, it was completely destroyed. It went straight to the iceberg. And that is exactly what we are doing here. What the Moses is saying is that something which is gracious on God's part, God gives warning to it. Adibia, Nekoko, Ehiyanubia, Obongo, Ejese, Odoye, Opeyase, It's not oboyeboko every day. He gave a warning to Adam. Remember, he gave warning to Adam in the garden. How did God give warning to Adam? God said to Adam that when, at that time, he was innocent. Adam was created in innocence. But God said the day that he will sin, that day he will die. God gave him warning right from the beginning that don't eat this fruit. If you eat it, that day you will die. Your nature will change. God gave him a warning. He said, you can eat of any of all the fruits of the garden to your heart's content, but of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, you may not eat. In the day that thou, that you will certainly die. You will certainly die. A warning that day I will be disturbed by the pen. It was a warning. You see? So Adam can never tell God that God did not warn him. Because right from the beginning, God told him. The same way we can never tell God when we come before him that he never warned us. He's warning us through, even if our preaching is feeble, through that feeble preaching, God is warning you. Are you prepared to heed to the warning? Are you ready to repent from your sins and seek God? Are you ready to be born again? So that when that day comes, you will find favor in the sight of God. Like I said, let's think of what happened. The flood, we saw it. So Sodom and Gomorrah, we saw. And you ask those people whether they all got warnings or not. Yes, yes, they all got warnings. Noah's time, as I said, there was warning for 120 years. They were laughing at him. 120 years. So there was warning. Come to Sodom and Gomorrah. Was there warning? Yes, there was warning. God warned them. God warned them of his coming to destroy them with fire. And we saw what happened to Lot, Abraham's nephew who was living there. Even though he was not happy with their way of living, he was still living there. We know what has happened to him. So God always warns us. Jesus Christ in our time also warned us. The Jews of his day, didn't he warn them? He said, weep not for me. In Luke chapter 23, verse 26-20, he said, look, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never give suck. Yesu, I have now or Maomo warning, Jew for me. Hey, well, look. Chapter 23, verse 26-28. Or can the same thing? Or see, Emre bi ebeba. Or see, Musu mamu, mamu musu emami. Na Emre bi ebeba. Obeka se, obi awa mu bakran yishra. Ana se, se obi awa onya akora anti nu famu nuka yishra. I didn't know kansa. He said that day the very terrible year. So wo omo kuta emma. Very, very terrible for them. So he was warning them. Did it happen? It happened. In AD 70, the Roman army came and they slaughtered the people everywhere. The same warning that God gave them and they didn't listen. It happened. The Roman army came and destroyed all of them. When did Christ say this? I think when he was just about to die, maybe around 33 years old, and then it happened in AD 70. So many years after the warning, and yet it happened. So don't joke with God's warning. Friends who are here today, I'm sure that you have heard many, many sermons in your day, and I'm sure you have listened with interest to many, many of them that the preachers have preached unto you. But the question I'm asking you is that, are you preparing to meet God? Are you ready to meet God? Because all the sermons are about meeting God. Are you ready? Have you really made efforts to meet God? Okay. If you haven't, the good news is that you are not dead, and therefore it is never too late. Now that you are hearing the word of God, you are hearing the warning. Any warning comes, any calamity comes, warning comes before any calamity, as we saw in Amos chapter 4 from 6 to 11. All the calamities that God brought was to draw them to himself, and yet they repented not. And now he says it is time for judgment. Prepare to meet me. The same thing, when you come here, all the gospel messages that we are hearing from here is full of warnings. Warnings about the coming of a very dreadful day where God is saying that he will bring judgment to everybody, young and old, the rich and the poor, the educated, the illiterate, everybody. So it is a time to seek the Lord. In Amos chapter 6, chapter 4, verse 6 to 11, when God brings the calamity, then he said, yet they have not returned unto me. Yet they have not returned unto me. Yet, are you like that? Are you hearing the gospel and you are not returned unto the Lord? Amos chapter 4, from 6 to 11, but no. Also, you have to calamity. I'm not saying, I'm not saying, I'm not saying, all of them, besides I want to know what is her name. What's your seminal? And then a seminal, I was seeing nature, no. What have you seen with it? And I will marry a couple more. And then I will change. Do you think life will go on forever and ever? Or do you think that you will be like your age now forever and ever? You are never going to be like that forever and ever. Time changes. I'm sure when you were born, you were not like this. Now you are like this. You are going to grow older. All your teeth are going to go away. Your legs are going to give way. You are going to get weaker and weaker. This is the time to seek the Lord. Are you preparing to meet him? There will be a time that it will be too late. When the flood came, it was too late for anybody to now turn to Noah. Why? Because God himself had locked the ark. And the same thing with us. He has set a day that after that day, there will be no time again. You can never hear this thing, this gospel again and again. Even in our day, you don't hear this kind of gospel. Go to any church right now, this Sunday, and listen to what they are telling the people. They are telling them things that their ears won't be. They are not warning them, which is what every preacher. There's no gospel that, any gospel that does not come with warnings is not a gospel. The gospel is about sin, death, and judgment. It's all about warning. So if you are not warned, then you are not hearing the gospel. Please, let me just remind you, God is going to judge us. And I've just read to you from Galatians 5 verse 19, all the things that God hates, which by nature is in all of us. So unless you get rid of all those things in you, you can never, never, never meet God. And that day will be a terrible day. He said there will be gnashing of teeth. People will be crying. It happened. Sodom and Gomorrah, people were running away. Where were they running to? There was nowhere. The flood, you could run, nowhere could you run to. The same thing is going to happen to us today when God comes. Let me remind you of what God said. He said, I have been sending signs of my displeasure into your society. That's what God was saying. That Mamamohu said, the men pe ekwanya monam sonu. I've withheld the rain. Mama is on top. And your crops have died. Mama omunuya benina ewu. I've cursed you with blessing and mild you, and your fruit has fallen off the tree rotten. Was say omunuya benina. Oye wenina ama o rabi atio mi say e kwanya omunam sunu ombe. I've given you cleaners of teeth. Like I said, meaning hunger and famine. I might come Abba Omo. Two or three cities wandered into one city because there was no food. People were running to other cities to buy food. All these things God was using to call the people that I'm not happy with the way that you are living. And he's saying the same thing to us. God is not happy with the way we are living in this world. We are living in sin by nature. From Adam. But God is saying that if you don't listen, I'll give you a second warning. You were deaf to it. I gave you a third warning. And even you stop your ears. Some people don't even want to hear these things again. The day will come when I will certainly summon you to meet me because you have not listened to me. That is exactly what God is saying to the people of Israel. And I say, this is what I will do to you. So prepare to meet me. So friends, are you a sinner going to face God in this way? Whether you are a young person or whether you are aged, are you ready to meet God? Let me also tell you what Christ said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. Now this saying, our policemen are using these things to extort money from people. When a policeman arrests you right now, he refers you to Matthew chapter 5. Let's see what Christ said. See, agree with an adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him. Lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out then, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing, the last penny. You see, what Christ is saying is that only who thankful, who adversary, who thankful, no, if you see him, tempt to see a Abraham Namcom Echo Culture. Now, Montemo Mati, I guess I would do court or no handle my judge, we are. Now, this very powerful warning, Ghana police is using it to extort money. When police arrest you right now, I don't know whether any of you have experience. He referred you to Matthew 5. First, I didn't know. When they asked me, what do you mean? So when I came to read, so what he's telling me is that I have to give him money before he takes me to court. And this is a warning that Christ was giving to people, that you have to reconcile with your Creator now that you are living before the bad days come. So this is the description of a sinner. You are walking about the path of life and God, and you are an enemy of God. Anybody who has not repented of their sins and been born again is an enemy of God. So now Christ says, agree with your enemy, that is God, quickly, before the enemy, which is also God, lays hold of you and send you unto the hands of the law. Because if God is to judge you by the law, no one can stand. So what do you have to do? You have to give your life to Jesus Christ. He came to bear your sins on the cross of Calvary. He carried our sins unto the cross, that our sins will be forgiven us. Have you come to him? Have you repented of your sins? Have you believed that you are a sinner and you are an enemy of God? Do you believe that sincerely from your heart and seriously? If you haven't, please let that be your thought from today. You are an enemy of God if you are not born again. And the day, when that day comes, God will send you to heaven. And this is the condition of all people around the world today. The devil deceives men and women. And the Puritans, they used to say something. They say the devil takes sinners to hell by a winding staircase. They don't see the bottom until they have got there. You know the winding staircase. When there's a staircase that goes winding, when you are going down, you don't see down. You only see where you are stepping. So you don't see what is down there. That's exactly what is happening in our days now. People are not preaching about these things. So they preach about things that we see in this world. If we are to see, the apostle said, "If you say the usani, if you are abosani, and once abosani, if you have a usani, I am not a call round. The call round, no, who not see? Who the one that is seeing no one? Now, so now I see no, Bibi ever hold no more ukotumu. But because of who hunt no, who the sa no akotumu. That is exactly what is happening now. The devil is using false preachers to tell people that life, oh, you will do this, you will do that, you will get this, you will do that. They are not telling you about what you are going to face in a very short time to come. That is exactly what is happening now. Now, people don't know what is ahead of them. The devil is deceiving people so that they won't get ready to meet God. I remember I've said this thing before, that I was talking to a pastor who was telling me that he didn't preach about these things. He doesn't want to scare his people about heaven and earth. So then what are you telling them? If you don't tell them about heaven and earth, why would you be telling them? Like in this world, God says, if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, what do you gain? That's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God. Now, I can't say, who can protect us. In the evening, we will learn about how the Holy Spirit guides us in this wicked world. And the Holy Spirit can only guide you when you are born again, when you are holy before God. The Holy Spirit can never guide you or protect you when you are living in sin. And this is what Amos is warning the people of Israel. And by extension, us too, that we should refrain, we should repent from our sins, turn unto God, and ask Him to forgive it. And the last thing I want to tell you how to be prepared and what you must know. The Bible, right from the beginning, is talking about our sins and how to put your faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is called the gospel of His redeeming grace. The Bible warns about all of us being sinful because we inherited it from Adam. Yesterday, when we were coming from Cape Coast, we were discussing a bishop, you know, this so-called big bishop, who is saying that he doesn't believe in the original sin. He doesn't believe that we are sinners. He thinks that it is only when you come to God. And even that, who in this world can say that he hasn't committed anything before? So I don't even know where his argument is coming from. You see, if you are saved, you will know that your salvation didn't come by yourself. You understand clearly that it takes only God Himself to draw you by grace through faith. And even the faith is also a gift of God. So you have to come to a point when you realize that you are a sinner. But that's what the Bible is saying. That you are a sinner and you can't do anything about your sin. And Christ has come to do what is needful for your sin to be forgiven you. And then you give your life to Christ. Then what does He do? He gives you His righteousness. So when you come, that's how you prepare to meet God. God must see you as Christ. And you can do that on earth. When you die, it will be finished. I find a pastor, a boy who was sharing a book on the say, who can you go on him? This is who to say yes. So then yes, it's here. This is who. So when who is that? Which me and calling chain. The better now, what to me, I say, I just say, who did this away on the morning? Now, body, you to me, you won't share. Now, you say yes, you won't know who you are, who would you prepare with body? Or not who are you prepared? You ask me one year for neither. Now, oh yes, sir. Or the papa now or the amount. And now the go share on your book. And then what would be out of the baby? That is how to prepare to meet God. You must confess your sins and repent of them and then go and meet God. So there's nothing more to do than to give your whole life to Christ. That is what the gospel of Christ is all about. That is what you must do. It's as simple as that. And it can happen in a moment. You don't have to wait 3 years or 10 years or 100 years. No. It can happen. It's an event. It happens just at once. Right now, as you are here, listening to me, if you believe and you confess your sins and you repent of them, you are forgiven. It's an instant thing. Say, see here, what you have, what you are doing. So we did this, I am pastor, we are the boy. Now we are chasing a couple of one in our own room. One person is at 72. And the year I will tell them, branding him, catching for your devoyenny. Oh, so what do you mean? You want to open the chow, carbon in chow, no, oh, mom, I come off. Who can't ask you here? That's our now, what can one, a Hunuan or the Bonyacho. And that year I better keep a step of me, and as I feel, and I say, if you do, there be a idea happened, but it's an instant thing. It comes in a moment. In the Bible, there are so many examples. The Philippian jailer, Ubiana, Brad Paul, who got to a Peter, no, a Domicor to prison. A Nipa, no, or share almost all, no, or punish him, or tear, as them, Omina, or only fearful in a Enya, and my body, a chip. Like I said, a bit taking bears and our tree, and I said, for instantly, they were forgiven. And that is what it is for all of us. So if you take what Amos is saying, you say, prepare to meet thy God. How? By trusting in Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for our souls. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish. That is what he said in John 3:16. Whoever believes in him, if only you believe in him, you will never perish. That dreadful thing that God is talking about will not happen to you. You rather go to where God is. You rather go to heaven. It is a message of warning and still a message of hope. Because you are not dead. Once you die, it is finished. But friends, God is saying that there will be a time that you will have this opportunity again. This is the time. When we hear, don't hasten. Come to him wherever you are. Pray that God will pardon and forgive you and give you a new life. The American says, and finally, I'm going to say, we just have to be pensioner or the unbroken member Abbe Snows. Now, so when you are here, and maybe the bar, Adia Evan, with me in any moon, it's not a good point. The arm of the Evan, and Yadi, baby, the genuine. And so, if I ask one day, if you say Nipa Bonnie and Ayad, and Nipa and Ada, Ubedi, Ubeyawa, people want to hear those things. They don't want to hear. Meanwhile, you have a point to say. Shall I hear any change in the canning? Will you hear me now at the camera?